Rochester is getting some new crosswalks, and they don't always look quite like the old ones. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports on how colorful infrastructure can change the way we get around the city.
The piano crosswalk? That's great. Very festive.
I think it's pretty good.
Oh, we love it. It's just cool.
Rochester artist Sean Dunwoody's latest piece of public art is in the street in the intersection of Main and Gibbs, right at the center of Jazz Fest. Arian Horbovitz is a fan of the art, too. He blogs about urban revitalization in Rochester and across upstate New York.
This is incredible. On all four sides, piano keys instead of your typical kind of crosswalk slashes here, and right, actually just below our feet here, the Rochester flower logo in the middle of our intersection. It's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome.
But there's more here than meets the eye. This is just one of a growing number of colorful crosswalks in Rochester, its neighboring upstate cities, and across the country. Urban designers and transportation planners say there are actually health benefits to putting color on the ground. Russ Martin is at the Governor's Highway Safety Association. He says what art like this does is send a message that pedestrians are a priority.
I think what we really aim to do is change the way that drivers think about other people on the road who are not drivers.
So colorful crosswalks can help with safety at intersections. But Jen Biedemann at the Rochester nonprofit Common Ground Health says their benefits extend even further. She says crosswalk and sidewalk art make a place inviting, and that brings people outside. It reduces crime and increases the number of people getting around without cars. And it builds neighborhoods.
So you see more eyes on the street, more eyes taking ownership, or more folks taking ownership, really, of the space altogether.
Horbovitz is seeing that firsthand at the piano crosswalk during Jazz Fest.
There are three people right here walking on this crosswalk that's painted like piano keys, and they're walking on it trying to do like the movie Big, you know, where they're playing the keyboard with their feet. You're not seeing that on a normal crosswalk. People are engaging the space.
And there's more to come. The city of Buffalo is asking residents to help decide what color a new sidewalk will be in its Allentown neighborhood. New York City's Stonewall Inn got a rainbow crosswalk outside for Pride Month. And more colorful intersections are slated for Rochester streets this year, with an emphasis on intersections near schools. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.